Well, it's that time of year again, time for the beloved East Lansing Film Festival. Every year, the film festival takes on a certain flavor created by the particular films that are presented, and this year that flavor is Exceptional People. This year's films feature a diverse range of people and subjects, eloquent journalists who happen to write obituaries, a horse and his owner that defied all odds, and artists who create from yarn. Kicking off this Thursday at Studio C in Okemos, the festival goes a full week and ends Thursday, November 10th. Joining us by phone today, Festival Director Susan Woods. Susan, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Opening night is Thursday. You have a screening of a documentary film about a guy many in Michigan regard, many in our state regard as a hero, but maybe some others outside the state may not know about. Tell our listeners who that is.
It's a wonderful documentary called Walk With Me, The Trials of Damon J. Keith. And this is the federal judge, Judge Keith, who started out as a Detroit janitor and became a judge and had four major decisions on civil rights in housing, jobs, education, and law enforcement. He is a groundbreaking, incredible human being. He's 94 years old. He's still alive. And this documentary was brought to light, or the subject matter was brought to light by Mitch Albom, who produced the film.
Let's hear a clip from the movie.
The federal government said, we can listen in on people's conversations. And Judge Keith at the court said, no, you can't.
One little black district court judge in the early 70s standing up to the federal government.
I would imagine that there were advisors to the judge would be saying, play safe. Judge Keith has never played it safe.
Are you expecting some important guests for this?
Yes, we're hoping that Judge Keith will make it. The director will be there, the producer will be there, Sally Davis, and also Frank Kelly has said that he would be coming.
Wow. Well, documentaries make up a huge part of the ELFF. I understand your favorite one, which was screened at the Traverse City Film Festival, is called Obit. What's it about?
Well, I love the New York Times obituaries. Always have, almost read them, you know, first before I start ingesting all the news. And here we have a wonderful documentary all about it, with probably the most eloquent people talking about what it takes to write an obituary. So it's we're very lucky. We're going to be having the director coming. Her name is Vanessa Gould. And it should just be a wonderful evening.
Let's hear a clip.
It's counterintuitive, ironic even, but obits have next to nothing to do with death, and in fact, absolutely everything to do with the life.
I understand your fascination with obituaries. A well-crafted, well-written obituary is almost, it's like a short story or a novel compressed into a hundred or so words. Why did you like it so much?
Well, I mean, because it has always fascinated me, the obituaries, how they take, you know, you learn the life of a story. You learn, you know, the man who invented the Slinky versus the man who, you know, was president of the United States. And so you learn about all these different individuals who have lived a life and you can learn about it.
If it's well written, you can learn a lot in a few words.
Exactly. It's just a wonderful documentary.
Another documentary in the festival, An Act of Love. This one looks pretty powerful. Tell us about it.
Yes, this is about a minister of the United Methodist Church whose son came out as being gay, and then he performed the same-sex marriage for him.
Mm.
And the church found out about it and tried to defrock him. And we are there as this whole process is unfolding, and he's just a very devout, wonderful man who had conflicts with this issue because,
yeah,
homosexuality is against the church, but then, it, you know, we see it slowly change and how it's resolved.
It sounds extremely compelling. We have a clip from the trailer. We'll hear the voices of what sounds like the son and then his father.
I knew that the Methodist Church wouldn't allow it, and I knew if I asked him, he would do it.
I had to help my son. He was hurt by the doctrine of the church. It was an act of love.
And there you have the title, An Act of Love. Another documentary that earned a lot of recognition, Harry and Snowman. This is about Harry DeLayer and his horse. What's going on here?
Well, Harry DeLayer was sort of convinced by his daughter to go to a horse auction in Ohio, and he saw this white horse, and something just clicked, and so he bought him for $90, and then the horse went on to win every possible award in dressage and in jumping. And you see the relationship between this horse and this man. It is just, well, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just a beautiful story and beautifully told.
Here's a clip from Harry and Snowman.
I came to this country with nothing in my pocket. Snowman and me. We made it to the top of the world.
Harry DeLayer and Snowman have done it. They have won the 1958 Triple Crown.
Harry and Snowman, the name of that. I'm speaking with Susan Woods, director of the East Lansing Film Festival, which runs November 3rd through 10th at Studio C, the Hanna Community Center, and Wells Hall at Michigan State University. Let's talk about the documentary called The Last Laugh. It appears to do a very tricky thing, which is explore whether the Holocaust is something that can be joked about. How does it do that, Susan?
Well, I mean, it is obviously a very sensitive subject, but what this film does is it deconstructs what comedy is all about, and we listen to the best of the best from Mel Brooks to Rob Reiner to Sarah Silverman, you know, talking about what comedy is, what is funny, and what you can make fun of and what you can't. And it tackles both issues. It tackles, you know, but it also talks about this woman who was in the camps and how she made light of it. And she found a little light in the darkness. So it is just a very sort of a complex, wonderful film that also makes you laugh.
We can get an idea of the tone of this documentary from the trailer. This is one joke told back and forth by Gilbert Gottfried and Rob Reiner.
Two Jews have been sent to assassinate Hitler.
This is during the war. They've gotten some intelligence as to where Hitler might be.
They're standing outside his home.
They're hiding. They're waiting for Hitler. 8 o'clock comes. Go. No Hitler.
An hour goes by. He's not home yet.
Where's Hitler?
Then another 2 hours go by. He's not home yet.
Now it's 8:30. He still doesn't show up. And one Jew turns to the other and says,
gee, I hope nothing happened to him.
Oh, my gosh, that's good. What I find interesting about this, Susan, we've just got a few seconds, is this whole idea of what used to be acceptable as joke fodder a lot of times is not acceptable anymore. Does this movie get at that?
Yes, it does. It talks about that. But, you know, there are other issues. I mean, there's the Holocaust, there's 9/11. You know, there's AIDS. I mean, what can you really make fun of? I mean, these are tragedies, human tragedies that we should not make light of. So that's sort of what it tackles. And you learn a lot, and it's a great film.
I saw you. I see you were putting out a call for volunteers. Do you still need volunteers at this time?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All they need to do is go to elff.com and click on volunteers and sign up. And, you know, the film festival is going to run for 8 days. Opening night is going to be spectacular. And we have, you know, films for everybody. So I hope they will come out. And then on Wednesday at Hanna, we will have a surprise film, Susan's Surprise. So keep your eyes and ears open for that.
Okay. ELFF.com is where you find all the information. Susan Woods on this year's East Lansing Film Festival. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.